A commissioning ceremony was held in Ketchikan last week for the U.S. Coast Guard cutter John McCormick. The 154-foot vessel is the first of six fast response cutters that will homeport in Alaska and the first to be homeported on the Pacific Ocean. KRBD's Maria Dudzak attended the ceremony and has this report.
With warm temperatures and sunny skies, several speakers commented that it was a perfect day for a commissioning. The Ketchikan High School Band, accompanied by members of the 9th Army Arctic Warriors Band from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, provided pre- and post-ceremony music. Built under the Coast Guard's Sentinel-class program, the John McCormick is named in honor of a bosun who received a gold life-saving medal for a heroic rescue on the Columbia River Bar in 1938. In attendance were members of the McCormick family and descendants of Robert Bracken, the man McCormick rescued. The invocation was given by Chaplain David Alexander.
For this plank-owning crew of the fast response cutter, John McCormick, we ask nothing more at the beginning than that you give them the same courage and willingness to sacrifice as their namesake. Give them strength in their arms and their backs, in their minds and their reflexes, so that no challenge at sea is too great for them, especially when they are banded together.
Lori Hummel, Major General of the Alaska National Guard, read a statement from Governor Bill Walker.
Alaska has more coastline than all the other states combined, and it is a fitting honor to homeport the John McCormick in the 17th Coast Guard District in Ketchikan, and for this vessel to defend our nation's interests from right here in Alaska.
Admiral Charles Michel, second in command in the Coast Guard, says Alaska is one of the most remote and challenging areas of responsibility for the Coast Guard, and it's fitting that the first fast response cutter on the West Coast is in Alaska.
And this ship behind me has been specifically designed to meet these most challenging conditions, to take head-on all that Alaska has to offer. The fast response cutter is a true game changer for the United States Coast Guard and for the citizens of Alaska.
Admiral Michel then officially placed the John McCormick in commission and handed over command to Lieutenant Michael Moiseyevich.
On behalf of the President of the United States, I hereby place in commission United States Coast Guard cutter John McCormick. May God bless and guide her and all who sail in her.
Thank you, Admiral Michel. Executive Officer, hoist the colors and the commissioning pennant.
Captain Olson, please hoist the colors and commissioning pennant.
Martin McCormick, grandson of John McCormick, ceremonially presented a long glass to the officer of the deck, Petty Officer Timothy Truitt. The long glass is the symbol of the officer's authority on the ship. Each ship has a cutter sponsor who maintains a relationship with the crew and participates in ceremonies. Linda Jarmer, granddaughter of John McCormick, is the cutter's sponsor.
I know that he would be honored to see his legacy continue living on within the heart of his crew and all the future crews. He will be with you every step of the way.
The ceremony continued with the crew reporting for duty and the raising of the Admiral's flag and concluded with a benediction by Chaplain Alexander while the Army Band played the naval hymn, Eternal Father. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.
The famous cloud cover of Southeast Alaska.